Anti-Israel activist Ahad Tamimi joins Free Palestine March in London. By Simon Kent on May 12, 2019. 18-year-old anti-Israel activist Ahad Tamimi, who gained prominence after a 2017 video of her assaulting an Israeli soldier went viral, joined the National Demonstration for Palestine in London on Saturday. Thousands attend the pro-Palestine protest, marching through the streets of central London, The Guardian reported. Tamimi, who is a supporter of the terrorist Palestine Liberation Organization, and British members of parliament gave speeches at the rally, the report said. The protest commemorated the 71st anniversary of the exodus of 700,000 Palestinians in 1948, according to Palestinian media. At the protest, Tamimi called herself a freedom fighter. From the river, to the sea, Palestine will be free, she said. Proud to be part of the hashtag Palestine Solidarity March in London. Too long have governments got away with permitting war crimes and apartheid. pic.twitter.com/dmrhcx. John R. at Rag Kings, May 11, 2019. Organizers wrote of the march, "The Palestinian people need our solidarity more than ever, and are calling for global protests to protect their collective rights." Ahead of the protests, Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn expressed his personal support. The Labour leader has long sought to venture into Middle East politics, in the past calling terror groups Hamas and Hezbollah friends when inviting members for a parliamentary meeting in 2009. He later downplayed the comment and said he regretted using the term. In 2014, Corbyn attended a ceremony that honored the terrorists behind the 1972 Munich Olympic massacre. He later sought to clarify his attendance, telling critics just because he traveled to the Middle East to stand alongside terrorists didn't mean he supported them or their cause. "I was present when a wreath was laid. I don't think I was actually involved in it," he explained. Jeremy Corbyn challenged over graveside wreath laying for Munich massacre terrorists. Breitbart London, at Breitbart London, August 12, 2018. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.